hey, my friends, welcome back once again. Another day of the worldwide broadcast of Ted and Austin Brower Show. And as always, we're bringing you the latest world news and health research. Hope you guys are staying warm. It's a little chilly everywhere else.
It was cold here last night.
It was cold here last night.
35 degrees.
And the negatives up north. So if you guys are staying healthy as well, make sure you're staying stocked up on all your immune antioxidant support. You guys know the product of the week, the vitamin C. It's been on sale for last week. It'll be changing over this afternoon. I'll change it in, usually about 2 or 3 o'clock this afternoon. But we got the votes fixed up on the product of the week as well. And I told you guys yesterday, the CoQ10, oh, NAC, actually. NAC jumped it. Yesterday when I was on the show, it was CoQ10 was winning by a landslide. I guess N-acetylcysteine kicked in. You guys are really in the mood to detox this week. So we'll switch that over. I'll get you guys updated and send some emails out and let you know when that's on sale. Do a big sale on the NAC. That's a very popular product, really good product to flush out the liver and bring down any type of inflammation in the body with that. NAC is incredible. So I'll do some more topics on that later on during the week. And then one article here that I want to cover. I want to start off with this because we've been discussing this for the last couple months. How it's becoming a perpetual cycle in the pretty much the healthcare industrial complex is that it says when medicine leads to more medicine, gabapentin and common medications can cause side effects doctors mistake for new health problems. And this is happening more and more now with the constant barrage of prescription pharmaceuticals that are prescribed in some cases that aren't even needed. And it goes into detail here. It talks about the phenomenon known as a prescribing cascade. One drug causes side effects that doctors mistake for a new disease, triggering another prescription that creates its own problems, leaving people trapped in a sea of unnecessary, potentially harmful medications. In many cases, it can be challenging for doctors to determine whether these new symptoms are from medications or signal an emerging health problem. It says why doctors miss the connection. Gabapentin, which is an anti-seizure medication, often prescribed for off-label conditions such as back pain and insomnia. You know, that's an interesting one right there, that combination. It's anti-seizure medication that's also prescribed for back pain and insomnia. It has more than 24 severe side effects, including edema, swelling of the lower legs, and can lead to also heart failure. Guys, if you're having issues with insomnia, look at the Sleep Like a Baby kit or melatonin. I highly recommend not just going on gabapentin because you're having a hard time sleeping. Consider the fact the side effects that come along with this drug. I'm just going to throw that as a side note, no personal response on that. So there's a study published in JAMA in December 2025, last month, found that among 120 older veterans who developed leg swelling after starting gabapentin, most doctors believe the edema was caused by heart failure and leg vein problems. This is unfortunate but unsurprising finding. This, in my experience, clinicians often are unaware that these drugs can cause edema and respiratory depression. And it says the knee-jerk reaction is to suspect and seek diagnosis for a new health condition and prescribe more drugs. So this is a problem that's happening more and more as common medications trigger this cascade. And this is why I tell you guys on a regular basis, do a lot of research before you start just jumping on drug after drug after drug. Because in most cases, these doctors don't know any other option. They're not trained real heavily in health. And at the end of the day, in most cases, you don't have a gabapentin deficiency or an ibuprofen deficiency. Most cases, there's certain things you can take to help the body reduce inflammation, to help out with other problems, including insomnia, like the melatonin, which is great, without having to go on some of these drugs that can really have some severe side effects. What do you think, my friend?
Well, you know, gabapentin is sold under the brand name of Neurontin, among others. It's an anticonvulsant medication, as Austin just mentioned, used to treat neuropathy and partial seizures of epilepsy. It's a central nervous system depressant, derivative of GABA. It is used for the treatment of neuropathic pain caused by these different types of conditions with your feet. It's moderately given. About 30% of those who use it for diabetic or neuropathy have a meaningful benefit. It decreases the activity of a protein coded by the certain gene. I'm not going to read all this. So if you guys can read it, I'll post this on our website. But, you know, there's also some research that does use it for anxiety. They're using it for sleep, like Austin said, and restless leg syndrome, which most of the time is a magnesium deficiency. Drug dependency is moderately effective in reducing some of the alcohol withdrawal and associated cravings. First-line treatment, you know, it's got all kinds of stuff in there. It's all been also shown to cause kidney problems. It could do that. Accumulation of toxicity, cause, you know, all kinds of problems with pregnancy and breastfeeding. So again, like Austin says, you know, you got a lot of side effects with this.
Look at this.
But it causes. But here's the big thing: it increases the risks of suicide.
That's just makes it even better. There you go. Look at this. Gabapentin. Look at this. Give me camera four. Gabapentin is now the fifth most prescribed drug in the United States with 95% prescriptions off-label use.
Well, yeah. It says the gabapentin prescribing, information contains a warning label of increased suicide of thoughts and behaviors. The warning is based on a meta-analysis of all approved anti-epileptic drugs in 2008. You know, respiratory depression, withdrawal independence, psychiatric and behavioral adverse effects. This is unbelievable.
Well, it's a central nervous system depressant. That's in the same category as alcohol, by the way. Mm-hmm. It slows everything down significantly. That's why I'm assuming probably the withdrawals are similar to it. But man, I had no idea this stuff is the fifth largest prescribed pharmaceutical drug in the entire country now.
Well, what they do is they find something that does a whole bunch for a whole bunch of different things and
as
a central nervous depressant. But I mean, anytime somebody's going to be showing up with a black box warning or a suicidal warning on the side of it, my response is just I don't go there.
Yeah,
it's not worth it. Because, I mean, you know, and the thing about it is this. Last night I spoke to one of our listeners out of Oregon, and her husband was killed in a helicopter crash. Okay, and she was talking about the effects, because they've been married for 30 years, of what happens when you go through something like that.
Yeah.
And how people all around you don't understand what it feels like to lose a spouse. And I said, oh, well, I understand it very well. The problem, she said, is that, you know, when this stuff happens to you, you don't realize how it's going to affect every aspect of your life. Mm-hmm. So why would you take a drug like this that could cause potential suicide or other problems associated with it and affect everybody in your entire life? To me, the suicidal stuff also. Whenever drugs start talking about suicide, increasing risk of suicide, it's just not worth
it. Especially with some of the minute problems that they're prescribing it for. Like, oh, I've got back pain. I've got some mild insomnia. So you're going to gabapentin. It's like, well, why don't you start taking some magnesium? A lot of times magnesium will fix a significant amount of problems as far as with muscle cramps and back cramps. I've seen that.
I've seen so many people that have had tachycardia,
yeah,
you know, elevated heart rate, and they start taking magnesium. Slows it right down. We're not prescribing or diagnosing here, but what I'm saying to you is, before you take a drug that says it could cause you to commit suicide, why don't you try something else first?
Facts.
I mean, it's the same thing. Like, you know, when you have a child, they say, we want to put them on a Ritalin or Adderall, and you find out that Ritalin and Adderall are Schedule II drugs in the same category with morphine, opium, Percodan, and Demerol, and they're extremely addictive. Why do you want to put a 5-year-old or a 6-year-old on a drug like that before you try some other alternative?
I just had this conversation 2 days ago. Lana asked me, one of her friends, they have a son who's 7 years old, eats junk food to high heavens. I mean, a horrible diet. I'm not going to pick on anybody, but the diet's trash. The fact that the foods in the house that I saw that he was eating, I heard that he was eating, was just abysmal to me.
Is he overweight?
Oh, yeah. And so suddenly now the grandparents said, well, we can't keep him under control, so we're taking him to the doctor next week. And the mom goes, why are you taking him to the doctor? Well, we want to see if we get a prescription for Adderall. 7 years old. And she and Atlanta texts me up. She's trying to send her some stuff. She goes, what's Adderall under? I said, it's Schedule II, Lana.
Same category as morphine.
Morphine. I said, Schedule II amphetamine. It's basically pharmaceutical-grade cocaine is what it is. It's 4-amphetamine salts. Think about that before you put a 7-year-old on there.
And let me explain something to you from a physiological standpoint. In a developing neurological system like a child who's 6 or 7 years old, these amphetamines have the exact opposite as they would with me or you. If, you know, if I, over the age of 40 now, me and Oscar are almost the same age. If I, over the age of 40, decide that I want to take an amphetamine salt, is going to jack me up.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to elevate my heart rate. It's going to run my blood pressure up. I'm going to feel great for a little
while.
Until my adrenals are shot, or I'm going to have a heart attack on it because it's an amphetamine salt, right? It's like taking Coke. It's in the same category. It's, you know, Schedule II instead of Schedule I. And that's why Ritalin is one of the top 10 drugs slated for pharmaceutical theft. People snort it like they would cocaine.
Ritalin is methylphenidate. It's basically a pharmaceutical methamphetamine.
Yeah.
Same effects.
And so, but with children, it slows them down. It has, like, for instance, if I take a Sudafed, it gives me energy. You know, Sudafedrin hydrochloride. And it's also a pretty good decongestant, but it will also elevate heart rate and increases mental acuity. But it's not healthy because it'll blow out your prostate. Just thought I'd mention that.
It causes a lot of inflammation.
A lot of inflammation, okay? But if a child takes a Sudafed, it'll calm them down. It won't get them hyper. Same thing. So what they do, they find out if they give these children these drugs, these Schedule II drugs, it calms them down and lets them focus. It doesn't talk to you what's going to happen from a neurological standpoint and how it affects brain development. It's not going to talk to you how it's going to stunt their growth. They don't tell you any of that stuff. But they put it on there because your child's out of control. He's our grandkid. We're taking him to the doctor. Well, how about we all sit down and have a family meeting and say, let's talk about our diet. Let's talk about an exercise program. Let's talk about getting him off the red dyes and the blue dyes and the high fructose corn syrup and all the other trash. Let's put him on a protocol that's going to be extremely healthy. And let's try that for a month before we put him on a Schedule II narcotic.
Yeah.
I mean, again, here's the problem that you run into. Parent goes, I don't want to change my diet. I got to change my diet, change my kid's diet. I don't want to do that. That's pretty selfish, but I'm just going to let you know that.
Extremely selfish.
No, that's extremely selfish. You say, well, I don't want to have to deal with trying to cook healthy food. That's pretty selfish. And finally, you realize that a lot of parents, they just want the pill option.
That's exactly right. It's the easy option with no accountability, they think, until they start realizing what those amphetamines do to brain development long term.
No,
almost everybody I know, as far as it was younger that I talked to, I've had customers talking about this. They have a very difficult time ever going into concrete rational thought when you get older. So that was certain parts of the brain never develop when you're on amphetamines for 10, 15 years of the developmental phase.
Well, and then here's the other big problem you get run into. You know, I'm basically on Ritalin or I'm on Adderall for 15 years, from the time 20 years. Now, in 20 years, I've been on it since I've been, to 5 years old. I'm 25, and the doctor says, I'm done giving you Adderall. You're addicted. Yeah, I'm just going to say,
you're dependent on it.
You're probably addicted. You're going to want that drug. And then you're going to go a lot of times. I'm not saying every time. You're going to go through withdrawals, or you're going to find the street product. And it happens all the time. Parents take that drug and grind it up and snort it like cocaine. It's a big problem. Kids sell it on college campuses to study for exams.
They do.
I mean, this is a big problem. And so before you get your kid started on something like that, why don't you change their diet? Why don't you say, maybe I don't need to go to bowling three times a week. Maybe I don't need to go out with my girlfriends and have a glass of wine five times a week and get drunk. Maybe I need to stay at home and cook something. Did I just say that? I didn't say that. I didn't say this. This has not happened. We'll delete that.
No, man, it's facts. Well, the thing about it is, what a lot of it is, it's pure laziness. And I'll just be honest with you, I'm not picking on anybody, but I'm just going to say that's pure laziness because, quite frankly, it takes about 30 seconds longer to read the labels on something. That's all you got to look at it. Read the labels, spend a little bit more time, cook it. It's not that hard to cook clean food. It's really not if you prioritize it and do it right. The problem is most parents, they don't even want to cook. They want to go to McDonald's and Taco Bell, which this child eats on a regular basis during the week.
And let me say something. Cooking clean food doesn't mean heating up some chicken nuggets.
No. I mean, they make some organic nuggets if you're in a whim sometimes.
Every once in a while.
Yeah, not every day.
Give the kids organic vegetables, organic foods, and you'll be shocked. You can eat organic at home cheaper than you can eat at restaurants, a lot cheaper.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you can buy a big bag of organic vegetables at Walmart for a couple bucks, and it'll last you four, five, six meals. And now Publix is not like that. Publix is like $8. Yeah, I'm picking on Publix. Because if Walmart can buy it for that price and sell it and make a profit, why does Publix have to be two and three times as much money?
Because they got a 4X it.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, why can you get the Annie's organic biscuits, three packs for $6 at Costco, and this one of them for $9 at Walmart or at Publix?
And then on top of changing your diet, just some simple supplementation. We talked about it yesterday on the show. But, I mean, with the cod liver oil, the DHA, the Ultimate Multiple Chewable, those two very simple. I have that kit for $65. We got basically organic DHA cod liver oil. We have Ultimate Multiple Chewable that lasts forever. And then people go, I can't afford to do that. Well, you can afford your $20 a month Netflix and your $25 a month Amazon Prime and your $30 a month other subscriptions on there.
How about all the times you eat out?
It's priorities, man.
The thing about it is, if you really, I had a friend of mine years ago, they ended up filing bankruptcy, and they ate out two meals a day every day. Their bill was $4,000 to $6,000 a month eating out. This was 20 years ago, and they both ended up filing bankruptcy. Now they're both financially destitute. And I told them when they were doing it, I said, do you not realize what you're doing by eating out this much? Sharon and I would go out with them, okay, and we'd split a meal. Our bill at a nice restaurant was $60 when we split the meal, and plus we don't want the calories having double meals. And they had their bill would be $200. It'd be three to four times what ours was every single time. And they would just say, oh, yeah, we love eating out. And I'm like, and the wife got bigger and bigger and bigger. ended up to a point that it got that they got divorced because she'd gained like 100-something pounds, and that was one of the primary factors. And I'm not picking on women because guys will gain the weight just like the same way.
Well, the issue it happens even in nice restaurants, what happens is that I've been with people who do this. Well, I want this appetizer. Well, I wanted this appetizer, too. All right, we got three appetizers coming.
Yeah.
Then we got two entrees coming. I want another piece of this. Oh, guess what? They have cheesecake. I want me some Cheesecake Factory. I want 3,000 calories a slice. And all of a sudden, he's had a 5,000, 6,000 calorie meal.
Well, if you're going to do something like that, do it on a cruise ship where you don't have to pay for the meals.
Everybody gains weight on cruise ships.
You know, I mean, you can order double entrees if you want on a cruise ship, or you used to could.
Now they start charging you for a lot of the stuff. They have all these other upcharges now. The last cruise that I went on, anything you wanted, like filet or lobster, they had all this, everything was upcharged on top of it now.
Oh, of course it is.
The
boys are like, free air. There you go. I knew what you were going to say. Oh, by the way, the strongest currency on Earth just hit an 11-year high, and it's stirring up trouble in Switzerland. Dollar dropped another 4% against the Swiss franc this week.
That's because the gold and silver going away.
Yeah, it was at 90, and it's been holding pretty good there. Then it went to 87. Well, the problem is now Swiss goods have become incredibly expensive, and they have a giant export business. And I remember this. It says right here, the Swiss franc has already gained 3.5% against the dollar this year. I mean, a couple of weeks. Driven among higher U.S. trade policy questions over the independence of the Federal Reserve and the threat. Because, you know, if Trump's in there trying to fire people from the Federal Reserve now, and the threat of the American military intervention in Greenland, Latin America, Middle East, that comes in after it strengthened 12.7 cents against greenback of 2025. So if you had basically bought this in 2024 Swiss francs with American dollars, you'd have gained, 15% in a two-year period, a little over 2 years.
Yeah.
And, they touch an 11-year high. Well, here's the problem they have against the dollar when they do this. The Swiss franc central bank, because it's the strongest currency in the world, I remember I had some friends of mine that had like $1 million over there. It's a lot of cash. And they had it all in Swiss francs. And the Swiss franc reevaluated its value. And it dropped 10%. It devalued its own currency by 10% to increase exports. And that person lost $100,000. Boom, like that. It was just instant. Now, if they'd have stayed in Swiss francs, now it would have come back. But the point is, when you start going into outside currencies and other countries' currencies, you have a tendency to say, well, they won't do that. They did that. So be very, very careful if you decide to go into Swiss francs. And right now, silver... It's almost $60 an ounce. Gold is way...
No. Silver's almost $120 an ounce.
I'm sorry.
Not $60 an ounce, boy. You're last week.
Man.
You haven't updated this.
It's like double. And the problem is, if the COMEX can't deliver next month, if they can't fill these contracts, there's a high probability the dollar's going to drop further.
COMEX isn't going to be able to fill. I'm calling out right now. They're going to have 150 million ounces by the March to fill. They're not going to fill it. They're not going to be able to fill it.
Doesn't exist.
What's going to happen is the bid's going to go through the roof on it. It's almost the only way to get it. Silver, gold's up another 200 ounces this morning. We're watching almost exponential growth every week on silver and gold, and that's a problem. Great for investments.
Well,
the way you
stop this is you raise interest rates with the Fed.
Yeah.
It strengthens our currency, and Donald Trump is pushing them to drop the interest rates.
The problem is, though, the interest rates have massively fatigued the economy. I mean, last year alone, the interest rates just on credit cards was $240 billion. Well, in aggregate, just with home loans and credit cards and car loans, it was almost $1 trillion in interest last year.
Here's the problem.
They're sucking all the air out of the room.
The boys who like to breathe the free air, okay, they have literally pulled the money and the assets and the entire wealth of the United States out.
Well, they have. This is $1 trillion just last year in interest.
Okay.
Just last year.
And the problem with that is that at that point, they're like that video of South Park when they're sitting up in heaven, lighting their
cigars. Well, they were in space.
Well, probably hell. And they were lighting their cigars with $100 bills.
Yeah.
They said, we're going to destroy the planet because it's not profitable enough. Well, once it happens, because that's greed, that's avarice. And once these guys realize that there's nothing left to extract from the United States, they'll destroy the Constitution, destroy the country, and reboot it. And then all the people who own the United States debt will just get hosed over. That's what's going to happen. The same thing with the Weimar Republic. They did the same thing to Germany. And that's one of the reasons that the Germans hated the international bankers so much. I mean, when Herr Hitler was doing his Nuremberg rally, he said, if the international banking cartel is going to do this to Germany, we're going to throw them out. We've had enough. And then he nationalized the currency, and he stopped letting them print for interest. He did all that. Because you have to understand that if they never get enough, if it's never enough, these guys float around in 600-800-foot yachts. These are ships. They fly on the floating line. They're personal yachts. And the problem with it is that that's not big enough. We want a 1,000-foot yacht now. You know, we already own 500 cars. Now we want another 500 cars. That's greed. That's what Jesus calls the love of money is the root of all evil. That's what how that's how Satan fell to start with. And we cover that in Angel Wars. Be really careful on who you hang out with and realize that you need to have some type of hedge against inflation. And I hope that we told you 10 years ago to buy gold and silver. A lot of you listened to me. A lot of you did it. One of the guys contacted me the other day and said, man, I bought gold at $800 an ounce when you told me to. He goes, wow. Yeah. He goes, I put my entire life savings into it. And he goes, man, I cannot believe how much money I've made. I'm like, you're welcome. You know, because remember, gold has always maintained its value. That's why they don't want a gold-backed currency, Austin.
Nope.
Because they can't produce enough gold. They want to be able to hyperinflate using derivatives. And that's what they're doing again. Just like they did 2008, the derivative exposure is worse now than it was in 2008. And the problem is that they've extracted all this money out of the economy out of greed, and they've got everybody go on credit cards, Austin.
Mm-hmm. And see, so 30% interest rate.
Too many people have bought what they don't need with money they don't have to impress people they don't know. Because the marketing that was done to us by Edward Bernays, cousin of Sigmund Freud, both Sabbatean Kabbalist, Luciferian Synagogue of Satan lackeys. These guys have pushed this narrative to us that we have to have this, have to have this, have to have newer, better, newer, better, newer, better, newer, better. Look at the Taycan with Porsche.
Yeah, the electric, Porsche about bankrupt themselves.
No,
Porsche
is pretty much bankrupt now. And what's happened is these cars, they were $220,000. People had to have them, and they turned right around, and they're worth $70,000, $60,000 after
They were the coolest thing. They were the current thing, as I call it, the current trend.
Well, they were the ones that were basically, it was everybody's little, look at me.
Well, yeah, I'm virtue signaling. I'm driving an electric car, and the problem was everybody jumped on that bandwagon that didn't follow the markets, and the car's depreciated faster than a rock in Lake Michigan.
Now the Cayenne's coming out with Porsche. It's got 1,200 horsepower. It's going to be another $200,000 to $250,000.
It's going to be a complete and total disaster from sales. The market is already dictated. Before you get on the other sidetrack, the market is already dictated that nobody in the car world, no motorheads, want to deal with electric cars.
Nope.
It's dictated. Look at the Mecum auction in Kissimmee last week. Enzo Ferrari is going for $6 to $7 million.
Wow.
I mean, crazy numbers. I mean, there was like 40 world records of all time on these cars because people knew this was the last of an era because all these manufacturers want to go hybrid now. Don't put a battery system on another car. Oh, sorry, it's in the shop 6 months out of the year. We're not going to give your money back for it. It's just everything's going electrical. And the problem with this stuff, the more electrical-based stuff is, the more maintenance it is and the more problematic it is. I mean, look up the old trucks from the 70s and 80s. Heck, look at the 7.3 liter from Ford in the 90s, in 2000. Truck was bulletproof. I mean, as long as you kept it maintained, did some tuning to it, motor just kept running. I mean, I worked with a guy in Amelia Island when I had my contract up there. He had a 7.3 with a 5-speed manual. He had like 700,000 miles on the clock. And it ran great. He said, dude, all I do is oil changes. I put new clutch in like 100,000 miles ago. Now, golly, you're lucky to get 100,000 miles out of a truck. Lucky.
Especially a diesel.
Yeah, if it doesn't completely fail on you now.
I've got a friend of mine. He bought a diesel Suburban, right, with the new little Mercedes engine in it or whatever it is. And I remember he said that they had he got 100,000 miles on it. It hit the 100,000 mile mark. You know what it cost to replace the timing chain in that 100,000 miles? $12,000. They got to pull the transmission and almost pull the whole engine to replace the timing chain, which is in the back of the block. And that's the price he was given. Why would you put it back there? And why would you make it so you have to take the transmission out? I mean, this is like a 30-something hour
job. Well, that's
the
manufacturers used to pride themselves in vehicles that were easy to maintain and long-term usage on it. Now they found that that's not profitable enough. So now you got to make the vehicles extremely complicated and make continual maintenance really difficult to go with because it doesn't matter. Well, if they got to change the timing chain, it's a 35-hour job. They got to take it to the dealer. Well, that generates a massive more revenue for the car as far as maintenance. Mm-hmm. Instead of back in the day where it's like, oh, yeah, timing change, 2 hours, hour and a half, pulled apart, done, fixed.
And I misspoke a second ago. I was saying that diesel in a Suburban, that mini diesel basically is a German product. It's not that. It's a different product. And so the reality is the maintenance is super high. I know I had a diesel SUV that Mercedes had made years ago. And the guy told me, he goes, never keep this car past 100,000 miles.
He said, never keep it out of warranty.
He said, don't get out of warranty. He said, you cannot believe how expensive this is to replace. And the problem is, it gets like 35 miles per gallon, right?
Yeah.
60 miles per hour. No, it really does. The problem is, you know, so you save all that fuel for 35,000, for 100,000 miles. You don't realize it's going to cost you $20,000 or $30,000 to rebuild that engine. just to keep it running at 100,000 miles. He said, don't ever keep one of these past that. And that's one of the reasons that Mercedes got out of the diesel stuff, plus what happened to Volkswagen, plus what they realized very quickly is the maintenance was so high on these diesel engines, which is ludicrous because a diesel engine is one of the most simple car. The problem is they want to run them too hot.
That's often. Exactly right. They've intentionally, the EPA has intentionally come in because diesels are so efficient and they last forever if they're built
so
properly.
So few parts.
Unbelievably clean running engines if they're manufactured properly. But the EPA realized that they couldn't have these trucks getting 40, 50 miles a gallon. Mm-hmm. So they massively overcomplicated these trucks and required all these different EPA regulations with EGR systems and DPF systems. If you know what that is, you can look it up. I'm not going to get into it today. And what it's done, it's made the vehicles unbelievably inefficient. It's made them unbelievably complex and unbelievably unreliable long term, which was never the case back in the day. But anyways, side note on here is I cover this a lot, and it's getting more coverage again from another research study that just came out. It says social media fasting for a week reduces depression by 25%. The most depressed young adults saw the biggest gains from a social media break. I've yelled about this for years, especially with young kids and high schoolers. It says a study indicates that taking a break from platforms like Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Snapchat, X can improve anxiety, depression, and sleep problems, especially among those who have more severe problems here. It says a study published November 2025 in JAMA found that young adults who reduced social media use for just 1 week on these platforms experienced a 16% decrease in anxiety symptoms and 14.5% reduction in insomnia. The one of the reasons why this is causing issues with insomnia, and I've talked about this for years, is the blue light on the phones. So when you're staring at a phone right before bed, what happens is it activates your pineal gland because it gives it the same, it basically gives it the same stimulation as sunlight does. The body doesn't know any different. So you're looking at that blue light and it's stimulating the pineal gland saying, we don't need melatonin. It's 7 o'clock in the morning. You're staring at the sun that just came up, right? Which is normal. Your body's supposed to be on a rhythm. It gets up with the sun. It goes to bed when the sun goes down. On average, most of the part. And obviously, you know, some things cycle a little bit different. So what happens is you're telling your body, hey, it's 7 in the morning. I'm staring at the sun while you're looking at TikTok or Instagram or whatever at 11 o'clock at night. You put your phone down. You try to go to sleep. Your body's like, why are we trying to sleep? What are we doing here? That's why I always tell people, cut screen time out at least 30 minutes before bed. You'll be shocked on how much better you sleep. Secondly, shut your Wi-Fi off at night and keep your phone away from your head. That energy waves that emits that frequency from your phones, especially from the 5G Wi-Fi, usually has significant impact on the brain, how you sleep, and how melatonin is produced. I have so many times, because when I built my own house, I told you guys this story many times, 5 years ago, 6 years ago now, I have a switch on my wall in my bedroom that's connected to an outlet in the attic where my 5G internet Wi-Fi is. I flip it off every single day. Everyone's like, oh, well, do you have no internet in the house? I do. Flips on, it's done. Then about 9, 10 o'clock at night, flips off, done again. The reason why I do that is because it stopped. Why do I need to have the internet on at 1 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning, just radiating me all night long? And I talked to a guy the other day. He's got a son. He's having all these sleep problems now, all these problems in school. He's, of course, he's got a 5G Wi-Fi in his room, in the kid's room, right behind his dresser for his PlayStation. It's like 10 feet away from his bed where he sleeps.
Just unplug it.
It's not that hard. And secondly here, the social media use, what it constantly does is it overstimulates the brain. So a lot of times these kids are constantly scrolling through. Remember, these are 1 or 2, 3 second reels they're swiping through on here. So it massively overstimulates dopamine production in the body, which rips the receptors to shreds long term. The brain doesn't get any type of basically, you know, dopamine from anything normal anymore. Just stare at the screen. So you got to constantly look at more screen time, social media. So they're saying here is that these kids that stopped watching social media for just a week had a significant impact, and the rates went up. They stopped for 2 and 3 or 4 weeks. It got even better. So there's nothing wrong with social media. It can be used really good for marketing, in my opinion, in some cases with businesses, but don't use it as a crutch. Use it as a tool, and if you got young kids, keep them off of it. There is no place in the world on any social media platform that a 10, 11, 12, 13-year-old needs to be. Period. Let them run around outside. Let them work on school. Let them read a book. Let them play. Let them do something productive. You know, my son Hunter, brilliant kid, great in school, super smart with everything he does.
Love that boy.
He wants to go outside all the time. He always wants to play. He wants to be on his bike. He wants to go, you know, run around the side-by-side. We'd run around all the time to do stuff. He doesn't want to sit on the side and do all. Now, if it's raining, it's a nasty day, we'll go watch a movie or something. You know, I got an old-school Xbox 360. dating myself that I bought way back in the day with no internet connection. We'll play a little bit of Call of Duty on it occasionally for a short period of time. But that's certain things that you do on an irregular basis, not sitting on a phone all night, just drooling on yourself because you can't figure out anything else to do besides look at social media. Stay away from that stuff at all possible if you're young and trying to limit your time. And another topic here says the simple depression treatment we don't prescribe. And it talks about here now how so many individuals who are having these issues, the mental health problems, nobody's addressing certain topics like this, like diet, like food coloring, like high fructose corn syrup, like social media. All these different topics aren't getting addressed, and everybody just wants to start on drugs. And it says the evidence for exercise, and I can tell you this firsthand, exercise will massively increase mood, even just 20 minutes a day. It says across studies, exercise affects the brain as good as SSRI, says Dr. Cheryl Rayson. The newly published Cochrane review of 73 randomized trials, one of the most rigorous analysis to date, found that exercise, give me camera four, I want you guys to read this. You got to read it while I'm reading it. You know, just look at me the whole time while I'm talking. Newly published Cochrane review of 73 randomized trials, one of those rigorous analysis to date, found that exercise is effective in treating depression, is on par with antidepressants and talk therapy.
Wow.
Getting out and doing something. It says in clinical trials, research from Duke University Medical assigned depressed patients one of three treatments on exercise program. Exercise combined with antidepressants, antidepressants alone, and more than 60% of participants achieved remission after the treatment program, regardless of the treatment resident. However, 6 months after the treatment, those in the exercise program had the highest rate of continued recovery and less relapse. Regular exercise after treatment may explain why some patients recover better. Guys, listen to me. It's not normal to sit in a house under blue lights and stare at a screen 15 hours a day and then go to bed, wake up, and do it over again. It's not healthy for the body. Our brains are not wired like that. We're meant to be outside. We're meant to engage. We're meant to have open stimulation with things of the earth and certain aspects of life. You're not supposed to stare at a screen all day. It's not healthy. We're designed to be active and move and get around and do things, not sit inside. And so, again, another reason why I tell everybody, exercise is key. Supplementation is key. Look at your blood work. Get your D3 checked. Make sure you got proper B vitamins. I got all the protocols on the website if you guys look at them. The one on here that's a really good stack I put together, simplistic as it gets, the B complex, 5-HTP, Ultra Omega. These three in and by themselves are an incredible stack as far as for helping out with overall mood. That's why I put this kit together.
I take these every day.
On my gigantic screen. God, the screen just gets bigger sometimes with certain stuff I pull up looking at. I'm like...
Well, yeah, it's funny. It doesn't look that big on the screen.
It doesn't.
Show. No.
I'm sitting here beside it, and I'm like, oh, look, I feel like I'm in the front row of a movie
theater. I think
it's
an 87-inch screen.
It's obnoxious is what it is, but it works. Anyways, that's the stack. Check it out. If you got any questions, call us, email us at healthmasters.com. We're here to help you guys out. Obviously, we try to do our best to give you guys the highest quality supplementation and the news every single day.
You know, one of the things that Trump did when he came into office, he started throwing tariffs everywhere.
Okay? He did.
And now this article says, now Trump's tariffs are bringing considerable destruction to the United States. The tariffs have also turned into an enormous boom for China and India to seize the world stage as the newly dominant players. This week brought a few major international victories to both. Two predictable outcomes of tariffs and tantrums are now moving full speed. One is the collapse of the dollar, which if I'm warned to be a disastrous outcome of the Trump tariffs, having fallen all year under the new tariff regime in its past week, being fallen off a cliff. One of the stories today presents a chart of the dollar's recent rapid crash. It says the chart has taken the internet by storm. The new chart showing the U.S. dollar's crashing value sparked concern online, reflecting widespread economic uncertainty across the country. The chart raised on X on Sunday by data outlet Barkat has sparked widespread online discussion. It says U.S. dollar value from January 20th to January 25th has dropped almost 2% in a few days. Popular X account, the main man, wrote that his chart, watching the dollar die in real time. Gee, whose policies last year to blame for this? And I'm not going to say that it's just the tariffs. I'm not. I'm not going to say that it's not a whole variety of different things, because it is. But it's primarily because of the we talked about earlier about the central banks and what they've done to the currency since 2019-13. We've lost about 99% of the value of purchasing power of the dollar since 1913. That's why gold and silver have gone through the roof. People have realized that, you know, we're watching the final end product of all the 100 years of basically ruled, you know, you're being ruled by the Federal Reserve Bank. All fiat currencies end up doing this, every one of them. It doesn't stop.
Everyone.
Always happens like this.
Base value production. $100 bill costs 16 cents to manufacture.
That's right. Well, that's what now, because it's inflated. And then there's another article that says, we ran high-level Civil War simulations. Minnesota is exactly how they start. Development of Minnesota closely mirrors a scenario explored in a 2024 exercise conducted at the Center for Ethics and the Rule of Law at the University of Pennsylvania. It says, since January the 6th, roughly 2,000 ICE agents have been deployed to Minnesota under the pretext of responding to a fraud investigation. In practice, these largely untrained and undisciplined federal agents, many of whom have been trained by IDF.
That is also what I have heard as well from multiple people that I know.
Israeli Defense Forces. That's why they're so incredibly mean.
That's why they're so aggressive.
So aggressive. Have been terrorizing Minneapolis residents through illegal and excessive use of force, often against U.S. citizens, prompting a federal judge to attempt to place limits on the agency's actions. The Trump administration is encouraging the lawlessness by announcing absolute immunity for ICE agents. But if the Secretary of Homeland Security, Kristi Noem, does not heed the court ruling, the consequences may be nothing short of civil war. Now, this thing happened here the other day when the guy basically got shot, the nurse. And the sad part about this is that I had a lady who's a top-tier attorney, by the way, with the United States, with a federal judge, attorney, not a judge, but attorney, worked in the court system for years and years. And she sent me this yesterday. And it was an article, and it says, Alex Petty died in Gaza in June 2024 using the name of Malachi Gross, before changing his name so he could also die in Minnesota in 2026. He's so central casting, as Trump would say. And what she's saying is that this man who got killed, and I'm not saying this is true, I'm just telling you what the rumors are on the internet now. I have no idea if any of this is accurate, but we know that when you went to Vegas, Austin, after the Vegas shooting,
yes,
the cab driver told you that nothing they told you was true.
That's a fact. Okay? Multiple Uber drivers, because I was there at the SEMA Auto Show 2 weeks after the Vegas shooting. And I was very concerned about the whole situation because remember when we saw the video finally, the body cam, when they did a SWAT raid, they breached the room. They said on body cam in two sections, we do not have any broken windows in this penthouse. We have no broken windows.
In other words, he couldn't have fired out of the windows.
Nobody shot out of that room at that point in time.
But suddenly the window got broken.
And everybody, almost all the Uber drivers that I talked to that drove me around had told me repeatedly that there was constant reports of helicopters firing, as far as firing from helicopters. That was three different Uber drivers that told me that. And I said, what do you mean, somebody wasn't shooting from the hotel? They said, not that anybody saw it on here, man. Because everybody was wandering around. As we're walking down the strip, there's a helicopter.
And what happens, you say, well, there's no way this guy didn't die. And if he did die, my deepest condolences to his family. I don't know. But I've never seen such sloppy law enforcement as I saw unloading nine rounds into one person like what I saw yesterday on the video here on the
show.
After he was disarmed. It looked like it was staged as far as, let's really make an issue, make sure everybody gets this on camera so we can really cause as much problem as we want. Something is going on right now on the world stage. Something is happening that's very, basically, I should say, bad. And, you know, it's
so, distractions.
There's a lot of stuff happening.
This is a big distraction because if you look now, every mainstream media outlet is covering this 24/7 in Minnesota.
And we got to remember, we got major carrier groups now moving into position in Iran.
Yeah.
Because remember, Iran doesn't have a central bank. They can't manipulate their currency there. And now they're saying, well, 30,000 civilians have been killed in Iran. You don't know that. I don't know that. We aren't there. That could be complete and total wag the dog. We have no idea what's happening. All I know is that Israel wants Iran taken down. The United States, because of Donald Trump, because he's a hardcore Zionist promoter, he wants Iran taken down. And
Wag the Dog, if you don't know what that reference was, that's a film that was done with Dennis Hoffman about 20
Dustin
years
Hoffman.
Ago. Dustin Hoffman, 20 years ago. Very interesting film. You get a chance, watch it. It goes into detail on the theater of the CIA and manipulation of the news and the presidential place and everything that the media and the government does in order to control the narrative, to make people think things are happening that don't even exist. It's called mind control, or it goes back to MK Ultra, the CIA. They're not shy about it.
You got to remember when they learned all of this stuff. It all started back with Tavistock. It all started back with World War One and shell shock. It all started, and they continued to work on this research. A lot of it was pushed through Sigmund Freud using use of drugs and psychedelics to change people's minds and cause trigger points.
Then the CIA picked it up and took it. it further.
They did. In fact, when you look at the research that was done, and they actually had hearings on this, with Operation Mockingbird, in which the CIA had infiltrated mainstream media. And the CIA, remember, they had witches on payroll. They're a very, very, very dark organization. Now, there are some good people in the CIA, but there's some really bad leadership there. And so what ends up happening is when you start to look at what's going on, you start to realize that we've been mind-controlled and we've been manipulated. So could this have been a staged shooting in Minnesota? I have no idea. And the only reason I covered this is because of who sent it to me. And because I don't understand any of this anymore at this level, why they would shoot somebody 9 times who was disarmed, laying on his back, pretty much already unconscious. Why was it necessary to put that many rounds into him? And they could use the excuse, well, he was reaching for another weapon. Well, at this point, they could have held his arms down. They didn't have to shoot him again. They could have stepped on his hand.
It was five on one. So I don't. If you guys don't know the reference to that, Operation Mockingbird was a large-scale program the United States Central Intelligence Agency that began in the early years of the Cold War to manipulate domestic American news media organizations for propaganda purposes. Deborah Davis, Operation Mockingbird recruit leading American journalists in a propaganda network and influenced the operations of front groups. CIA support of front groups was exposed in April 1967 when they reported about basically the NSA, National Student Association, receiving direct funds from the CIA. This was designed to control the groupthink narrative of the general population.
And then in 1975, the Church Group Committee came out and said, did the whole thing before Congress, showing what they were doing. And they were supposed to stop, but they haven't stopped. They're still, they still control people. CNN has people online right now. And the thing that was funny, when Doge came in and actually tried to fix stuff.
He did. When Elon came in there, man, they started hacking up as far as, and they started showing all types of that.
Well, we started finding there were certain people, I'm not going to mention names. I'm not saying they were being run through basically the CIA psyops, but they probably were. Suddenly, they got terminated from their contracts on mainstream media.
Yep.
Because suddenly they started realizing it was costing $100 million for some of these people to be on shows and have shows on their own. They weren't generating the revenue. And suddenly they started to realize that they're being paid, via this. And the sad part about all of this is when Elon Musk tried to expose it, he did okay until he started talking about auditing Fort Knox, find out how much gold we had.
That was the big one. He said, we need to go audit Fort. And then Trump parroted it. Trump goes, yeah, we're going to fly into Fort Knox. I want to audit it. You see how many times Trump's made videos of Fort Knox? Seeing how many audit reports we got on Fort Knox?
Well, you got to remember, if Fort Knox was actually full of gold still, it would stabilize the U.S. dollar.
That's exactly the point.
It's not.
If 5,000, if 5,200 an ounce, mm-hmm. if we had the allegedly amount of gold that we said we did in there, it would massively stabilize the dollar. That's what everybody seems to forget. You know what I mean?
No, it really has. And by the way, Trump is now hitting the panic button as Trump is now de-escalating and the insiders brace for a 24-hour deportation meltdown. The White House has erupted. It claims that Donald Trump is retreating from his flagship election pledge of mass deportations. Trump is facing a ferocious revolt of his most loyal MAGA supporters over fears the largest deportation effort in U.S. history could unravel within the next 24 hours. So are they staging stuff here in order to create that illusion so that we stop deporting people globally or in the United States globally back home to their respective countries?
Possibly.
Because remember, and I covered this yesterday, they don't want nationalists in the United States that want to resurrect the Constitution and get our dollar back and get rid of the Federal Reserve Act. They don't want that. They don't want to have happen here what happened in Germany in 1933. They don't want that. They want to make sure they dilute us as much as they possibly can. And it's sad to me because this same group of Kabbalists, Luciferian synagogue of Satan, lackeys that run the planet, run the world, they're doing all of this. These are the guys behind the curtain, and we talk about it all the time.
Now, your facts on it, and that's why I said you got to really focus as much as you can on the things you can actually control, you can engage, and you can make better. Because so many times now, it's so easy to get focused on some of this theater, some of this circus show, the 21 dancing monkeys and the tiger jumping through the hoops. And I'm using those as analogies because that's what they use to keep people constantly focused. That's why they love social media now. Social media has become such a distraction tool because everybody's memories are so short-term. Nobody can watch anything longer than 4 or 5 seconds now. It's bizarre. I mean, I'm just proud of my listeners and customers. You guys deal with the podcast. That's why most of the podcasts, the average podcast is about 20, 25 minutes. I get it. There's a lot of people, the younger generation can't focus on anything. And so that's one of the reasons why I tell everybody, make sure you get involved locally. Make sure you're focused on your friends, your family, your people you can help, and do the best support you can in those areas. Because a lot of stuff we can't change, but we can do a lot as far as close to home with what we're going on. There's another article here now that actually had Harrison write up for me. It's talked about the magnesium threonate because another research study just came out on magnesium threonate once again. It says more than magnesium, how each ingredient, magnesium brain food, supports your mind and body. It was talking about brain function here. It says studies and animal tests so that MGT, which is magnesium thionate, raises magnesium levels in the brain almost 15%, increasing the number of connections between brain cells and memory regions, improving both short and long-term memory. This is what I just addressed. You've got to look at different tactics, different things you can do to help your brain get more resilient, to repair, to recover. If you have a problem with social media, because it's a common problem, no judgment there. A lot of people have issues with it. And you can't focus on a lot of things. You can't get work done. And you can't get things set the way they need to be because you're just distracted. You feel disorganized. You're doing stuff and you feel like you're dealing in a clutter box. All these cabinets open in your brain. You can't shut any of them. You can't close any of them. That happens. Okay? So don't feel like you're alone because you're not. It happens to everybody sometimes. You've got to make sure you're working on certain things to help with your short and long-term memory and focus. Magnesium is a crucial nutrient for that. That's why it shows this. It says researchers think the effects happen with short and long-term memory because magnesium thionate influences certain brain receptors and makes brain cells more flexible and responsive. This high absorption of magnesium helps protect nerve cells. In disease models, magnesium thionate helped keep harmful proteins from building up, lowering cell damage molecules. And so what happens is you've got to give your body the right raw ingredients to repair, recover, adapt, and push forward. This is what happens so many times in people that are having depression issues and they go on SSRIs. Serotonin reuptake inhibitors work very effectively, especially at the beginning. The problem with it is they're serotonin reuptake inhibitors. After a while, your serotonin and dopamine go to bleh. They don't function anymore. Your receptors are shot. So what happens is the drugs don't work anymore. So what they do is they say, oh, we're going to switch on another drug, and then another drug, and then another drug. Instead of actually looking at the root cause of what's going on and what is particularly causing these issues, they mask it with more drugs. I'm not saying these drugs, you can never work on them. They can never be useful for something. They might. However, most cases I have seen, supplementation, nutrient, exercise, diet change, and lifestyle change can be a much more safer, effective approach in these issues that people are dealing with depression and mental health problems. So be sure if you got questions on that, give us a call, emails, or just go on the website. I have so many articles on the site for free. I don't charge anything. Haven't. Now, I have something. I'm going to bring this up today. I haven't put this together yet. I'm going to ask you guys if you want this. So a lot of you guys have been wanting stuff faster. So we have VIP express shipping, right? I've done that for you guys. You're getting stuff in like 1, 2, 3 business days. It's fantastic. It's great. Well, I've had somebody ask me the other day, and I'm going to run this by you guys. Send me emails if you guys like the idea because I'll build it. They were asking me if we have like a VIP platinum package that you can do similar to Amazon Prime.
Or they pay X amount of fees.
You pay X amount of money every month, like $20 or $30 a month. And you automatically get express shipping on all your orders and like other perks and accesses to other things on the website and be like first to specials and get special discounts and stuff like that. I don't mind doing that. It's going to take a little bit amount of work on the website and I can get it rolling pretty quick. I already talked to Michael Baird about it. But email me if you guys are interested in that because I'm not going to do it for no reason.
Well, the biggest thing that we'd have to do on something like that, we'd have to have a minimum amount on the purchase.
Correct.
Because otherwise what's going to happen, you know, we're not Amazon. We don't have trucks
everywhere.
But we have
a lot of regular customers that are really, really good customers, our top 3%ers that order all the time, that are constantly in contact with us, and they kind of want to have like a special thing where they can get bigger discounts, they can get faster shipping, but pay like a fee every month for it. And I'm completely open to that. Let me know if you're interested in that, and I'll build something for you like that, because I think that's pretty cool. I would do it personally. If I was with Health Masters, I'd like stuff getting quick. Mm-hmm. If I could pay a fee every month and get stuff,
well, that's what the only problem we're going to have with that is that we pretty much do this at cost anyhow. Is what if they charge us, we next day air something to you guys. If it's a $20 fee, it's like a $20 charge. So if we tried to bundle that together and people started ordering like $5 or $10 worth of stuff every time.
Well, it wouldn't work on that.
Yeah, it wouldn't work on that.
But the thing about it is, though, I know we can make it work for our customers and our supporters, because the customers that support us are 3%ers.
They're great.
They keep this company going.
By the way, thank you.
You keep the show going. I couldn't do it without you guys, and I don't mind doing stuff and, you know, taking a little bit of a hit on something to take care of you guys. But at the end of the day, I got to make sure I know it's something you guys want, so I don't spend a bunch of time into it and nobody uses it. So give me some feedback on that, because I really appreciate y'all's support. And also, too, I already have a lot of specials on here for you guys, like 3-packs and stuff like that. You know, we got like the I do that almost everything now as far as 3-packs. A lot of people have asked about that, like magnesium brain food 3-pack special. If you want that and you love the product, Just buy three of them. You get a special discount on them, like a huge discount on them. So check that out on there. We got a lot of that. And we're here for you guys. So if you need anything, give us a call. We actually pick up the phone still. And you're not calling a call center in India. You're not going to get somebody that can't speak English on the phone. Oh, did I just say that?
Oh, can I, can I pretend that, like, man. I'm from India when I answer the phone?
Gosh.
Oh, hello. Hello. Push one, push two. Oh, what'd you say?
Thank you. Come again. You guys get mad at me on that. I don't care.
Or have people getting mad at me.
I pick up the phone. I'm in Florida. We actually answer the phone here, man. I'm not subbing it out to somebody for 5 cents a call. Nah, that's good luck. By the way, everybody that still likes Amazon, you guys, I'm diametrically opposed to Amazon. I don't support them. Good luck calling them, asking them supplementation advice. You buy a product from them. You don't know what to do with the supplements. You don't know the dosage. Call them up and see how well they respond to you. Just try it. Just try it. You'd be calling me the next day and be like, golly, I'm so sorry I didn't support you guys more. Amazon. Yeah, speaking of Amazon now, these guys, I saw an article here earlier. You know, remember everybody liked to just, oh, Amazon's going to save the country. Amazon's going to save our city.
They're monopoly.
Amazon is now cutting thousands of more corporate jobs next week, sources says. Amazon has already trimmed 30,000 corporate workers at the end of last year alone. They're talking about cutting another 14,000 jobs, and they're saying a lot of this is tied to AI. You know, it's ironic because I remember when they brought this gigantic Amazon warehouse down the street from us that everybody was diametrically opposed to, and they actually bamboozled everybody to get it in. They bought adjacent property. They had another sub-company buy another adjacent property because the parcels were different names that basically were owned. So they bought this property. Then they took some of the property, and they got it rezoned for being able to use of large-term Amazon warehouse style. And then they had another company buy the other property adjacent and get it rezoned, and then they combined them all together. They did the same thing that Disney did.
Do you remember what they did across the street? They had this beautiful subdivision they were putting in, really nice homes, and they had a huge area for wildlife.
Huge and a park.
And a park.
Giant park for kids.
And they got it all approved.
All approved.
And everybody said, great. And then they said, oh, by the way, we're not going to do the park now. We're going to put in more houses.
We're putting more houses. And then we're moving their attention ponds to the front entrance of the subdivision. Somebody's got to look at these rotten swamp retention ponds right at the front. It was going to be this nice entryway.
And they told us they're going to put up a solid wall. They didn't do that either.
Completely lied. What a lot of these developers do, they're complete piles of crap. I'm going to call it out right now. I know of them. They're trash. They ruin cities. They go to the next city and ruin it. They're cockroaches.
Vultures. They're
cancer. That's all they are. They're horrible. They've ruined part of Florida. I've fought with them directly. I've called them out face to face before, and they never know what to say to me because they know what they did. And they get these things approved in these areas. They have this big illusion of grandeur. They get it approved, and then they go in and say, oh, we he's laughing at me.
No, they know what to do. No, well, last meeting I attended with you, they had two police officers standing behind us. And I asked the guy, what are you guys doing? And he goes, we're here for you. That's what he said. We're here for you.
You carrying a firearm? I said, no. I left all the weapons in the truck.
You know, no, they basically had the police notified that Austin and I were going to go over there and raise, you know, Cain, and they didn't want us doing that.
Well, no, but they do this. They get this stuff approved. I've watched it happen. And then they go in and say, oh, we need to do a revision. After it's already approved, it goes through committees. And then they do a little revision, go to, oh, we just want to change this spot right here. We want to just take this little spot out, this little part of the park, and we'll put three more houses in.
Okay. One, three more, like 20
no, 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 they do a small amount. And then they come in and go, okay, approved. Well, then when they get that section approved, it opens up the allocation and opening for more approval in another area that's adjacent to it. And they go, oh, by the way, this whole area that's supposed to be like a wildlife preserve and a park and a sidewalk, that's all subdivision. Now we're doing all houses. And essentially, they almost have to approve it because now it's already set a precedent from the last one. They do this all the time. This is what they did with Amazon. Amazon came in and said, we're going to bring thousands of jobs to Auburndale. Thousands of jobs. We're putting a million square foot facility.
It was so funny. They've got a big storage facility across from us now, and they weren't even going to put a turn lane in. Remember that? And they were not making it wide enough when the people came in with motorhomes to store their RVs there to even get off the road. And we said, what are you guys doing? The RV can't even make this cut. You can have people backed up trying to do a three-way turn on a doggone RV on the highway. So we at least got that fixed.
We got a lot of stuff changed on that.
And plus, they were going to paint the thing bright orange. We put a stop to that.
I'm like, what are you guys trying to see from space?
Oh,
it's a storage unit. Everybody knows it's there. You guys don't have to shove it in everybody's face. They did a really, that one thing about it is we, and I raised Cain about it with one of the other city commissioners directly, and they made them put a giant 10-foot full stucco band painted wall around the entire facility.
Well,
they covered it up.
Well, the crazy part was they told us they were going to cover up the retention ponds. You couldn't see it from the road. That was all never happened.
Yeah.
It never happened.
Yeah. This, you know,
it is what it is.
Part of living in Florida.
Well, you know, the funny part is they run a solid concrete block wall without a, you know, set preset wall all the way down to the retention pond, and then they go to chain link.
Well, it's because the subdivision and retention pond were two different owners. That's why they were able to do that. The retention pond basically got that whole revision in there. I remember, on my birthday, 2022, I was at the county commissioner's office on my birthday morning. That's how I got to spend my birthday. And I went down there because they had an entire subdivision getting approval off of Gapway that they said, oh, by the way, we've got it approved for low-density subdivisions. We just want to do a small revision. We want to make sure all of those properties, they can be medium-density now, 7 to 10 dwellings per acre. We went up there and said, this isn't a small revision. You're going from like 80 dwellings in this little area to like 250 dwellings. Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
On a
two-lane road with no turning lane. And so I digress. I'm not going to keep ranting about this. But we changed a lot of stuff for the good.
That's why they came for us, Austin.
Yeah, they are. And then once they take us, who's coming for you next?
Well, you know, and I remember I had a friend of mine who's also really well-known in Central Florida. And he said to me, I said, are you going to go to the meeting with us? He goes, no. He said that once they decide to do this, you can't stop it. I've tried. And then I spoke to another guy who basically told me that once this bloodline family in this area, high-level Masons, once they decide to do this, because they control the county commission and the board, once they decide to do this, you can't stop it. He said, if every single person, this guy's a former county commissioner, he says, if every single person in Polk County came and basically testified they don't want this, it would not matter if this group wanted it, because they will not vote against each other.
Well, Masons don't vote against Masons. Ooh, did I just say that?
And by the way, the low-level Masons have no idea what's going on. It's the upper-level ones who have some serious issues happening, especially with Christianity.
That's very true on here.
We're almost out of time.
Yeah, I got one more article. Actually, I'm going to save this article for tomorrow. I already covered it today. This new study that just came out. You guys stay tuned. I'm going to go into detail in it tomorrow because I already covered it today, but this is becoming more of a problem. I've noticed the resurgence of Adderall and Ritalin. That's why I'm bringing it up so much. I'm hearing more and more parents ask me about this. Another study just came out. Study of 6,000 children shows Ritalin and Adderall activate the brain reward centers rather than attention networks.
Wow.
Making them unbelievably addictive. Exactly what I told you about. The children actually would rather take their Adderall and stay stoned on it than Adderall and Ritalin in some cases than they would actually get anything done.
Don't you remember the monkeys with the cocaine? The monkeys will take cocaine until they die.
Until they die, before they even drink water. Yeah. Or eat. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's amphetamines. Yeah. It goes there. So stay tuned for that show tomorrow. We're going to have a lot more topics we're covering on there as well. Also, make sure you're staying up to date on the latest episodes. We're going to be bringing more and more health articles to you guys and also other episodes that we're going to be bringing together with different health stuff over the next coming months. So get ready for that. I'm trying to bring you guys the best content I can. It's a lot of work, a lot of time, a lot of energy, but you guys love it. You guys show it. You guys, you know, repost it. So make sure you're getting out there and reposting these, like on these shows here, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Gab, Spotify, Rumble. Be sure to like, subscribe, and also repost on there and give me some comments if you guys want. These are some of the articles we have. And again, when we have these shows on here, you can go down, you can look at the products mentioned in the episode, so you can go to them directly and click on them and go right to the website. I can't make it any simpler than this, guys. I appreciate the continued support you've given to us. Make sure you check out the product of the week, NAC. I'll be updating that later on in the afternoon. And also, make sure when you guys are on there, subscribe to the email. This is a big deal. Always put your name, last name, and email address in here to get updates on the Brewer Show and healthmasters.com. I don't spam you. I don't sell your information. Never have, never will. It's not worth it to me. I respect you guys more than that. I'm not one of these companies that's going to go sell your information like a dealership did to me with my phone number 2 months ago.
Oh, that was awful. That
I'm still really mad about. I've actually called them up and chewed them out a while back. I gave them my phone number on a deal I was trying to work off for somebody.
This wasn't the ones that we normally use.
No, absolutely not. It was one in Tampa. And as soon as I did that with them, this is one dealership, as soon as I did that with them, I'm getting non-stop sales calls now from all these different companies. They sold my numbers. I don't give my number out to anybody. I gave it to these guys. And I give the dealership out. Actually, I might. I might just be in a mood tomorrow. I might give the dealership out. So be careful you give your phone number, too, though.
Well, yeah, it's almost worth having a burner phone on the side you got at Walmart.
No, it is.
Just to give
it is. Especially if you're doing car deals for people and helping them out. I do it all the time for people and help them get deals so they don't get screwed over in the long run. You know, upside down, $40,000 on an Accord that's worth $20,000. I still don't know how that one works.
By the way, dozens of clergy have been arrested, you know, as anti-ICE protesters have fled in Minnesota. Dozens.
There's a lot of theater going on.
But a lot of the clergy that are being arrested, they're like rabbis.
Yeah.
Okay. They're not like Baptist preachers or Lutheran pastors. They're not that. They're basically, you know, fringe groups as far as what we would not call them Christians. So now there may be a few Christians in there, but a lot of them are very, very liberalized with the denominations that they basically support. So be aware of that. By the way, thank you for your support. I love you guys. I appreciate you so very, very much. You guys are amazing. If it wasn't for you guys, we wouldn't be here. Keep your hearts and minds in Christ all the days of your life. And remember, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And that this is the day the Lord hath made. And we will rejoice and be glad in it every single day, regardless whether it's raining outside or freezing cold outside.
My friends.
I love you guys.
Thank you guys. Have a great evening. I got a fresh batch of Purple Sticks in. Check them out. Website, healthmasters.com. I appreciate y'all. Talk to you on this show tomorrow as always.